the lesser played tracks from Fleetwood Mac's Rumours album. Secondhand News, requested by Mawson, and a Genesis for Tom to start there, and Paper Late. Not when I was delivering it. It wasn't. Takes me back to my paper delivering days. Down to Anderton's, the newsagents in South Croydon at 6:30 in the morning. And the weekends, especially Sundays, were the worst because of all the supplements. And it was a mainly broadsheet reading area as well. So it was all the Sunday Times and the Sunday Telegraph and the Observer and, oh, God.
You did it on a bicycle, or did you have
I did have a bicycle. But the problem is that you couldn't actually, I mean, here, you see, when I see sometimes see them delivering the Nice Matin out of a car, they just yeah, chuck it over the gate.
I bump into them every morning, yeah.
Yeah, I nearly got hit by one morning. But no, you actually had to go up and put it through the letterbox. Or if it wouldn't fit through the letterbox, leave it on the front doormat. God, slave labour it was. I think it was £2.50 a week.
Oh, it made you who you are today.
What, delivering newspapers? A steak grown in a factory could be hitting dinner plates within 2 years after an Israeli food startup unveiled a commercial prototype of its cultured steak. Aleph Farms steak slices were developed in a lab using cells extracted from a living cow. The firm claims its product has the taste, texture, aroma and nutrition of traditional meat. Wouldn't be fillet steak, though, really, would it? Now, it's not the first firm to produce lab-grown meats that mimics traditionally reared meats, but it's the first to say it can produce lab meats cheap enough for the average shopper. Aleph claims its production system can produce lab-grown steak slices at scale and as cheaply as conventional meat. Now, one of the big challenges of cultivated meat is the ability to produce large quantities efficiently at a cost that can compete with conventional meat industry pricing without compromising on quality, said Didier Tubia, the co-founder of Aleph Farms. We've developed five technological building blocks unique to Aleph Farms that are put into a large-scale production process, all patented by the company. The slices are being unveiled at an innovation conference in Singapore ahead of a pilot launch at the end of 2022. The firm has raised $12 million so far in funding, including backing from the multinational Cargill, Swiss supermarket Migros, and the Israeli food manufacturer Strauss Group to fund its plans. The proof will be in the pudding, though, won't it, really? Well, really, I haven't been doing very well on the pop quiz at all this week, so as it's Friday, let's see if I can make it a hat-trick.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, I'm sure you will. Question number one. On this day in 1987, singer-songwriter Prince released an American concert film. What was the name of the film?
Oh, God.
The name of one of his songs as well, to give you a clue. 87.
Purple Rain?
No. Try to give you a clue.
I know.
Turning into charades. Just
work on radio.
For you, it does. You can see me.
Sign of the times.
Correct. I won't tell you what I did for that. So question number two. Before fame, this singer-songwriter, UK singer-songwriter, he briefly contemplated a career with the West Midlands Police. He was born on this day in 1961, and he had, in 1985, the UK number two single, Love and Pride.
Paul King.
Yes.
Ended up as a video jock on MTV and then VH1.
And finally, this American singer, it's his birthday today, born on this day in 1947. He was a singer with the Eagles. What's his name?
Don Henley.
No.
Joe Walsh? Glenn.
Correct.
Joe Walsh. Okay,
well,
because there were a lot of different singers in the Eagles.
Yeah, he was at one point.
Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Joe Walsh.
There you go. Well done.
It's not really a hat trick, though, is it?
Yes, more or less.
No, two and a half, because you really had
gave
to. back to the Prince Media Feel Good Friday request. Hi to Stephen. Here's the Beats. Mirror in the bathroom. Sun in the loo. Sunday Times and the Terrace.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leister has the top stories across the Riviera.
The CEO of Amazon France has announced a postponement of Black Friday from November the 27th to December the 4th. Frederic Duval made the announcement on TF1 on Thursday evening. In a statement, Amazon France confirmed that today, like other large French distributors, and taking into account the government's recommendation, we have decided to postpone Black Friday if it allows businesses to reopen before December the 1st. In 2019, Black Friday generated €6 billion, €5 billion in stores and €1 billion on the internet. In other news, a second case of bird flu has been detected in a pet store in the Paris region. The news comes just 3 days after the announcement by France's Minister of the Agriculture of a first outbreak in Corsica. Specific measures to monitor and limit movement around the second outbreak have been put in place to prevent any spread. 35 arrests have been made as part of a crackdown on organised crime in the region. The investigation, which has lasted more than a year, saw 35 people taken into police custody this week in the Outmaritime, the Var, Corsica and the south of Spain. The criminals, who mainly engaged in extortion, had set their sights on many establishments and companies in the Outmaritime, including restaurants, nightclubs and private beaches on the Côte d'Azur. France's top administrative court has given the French government a three-month deadline to show it is taking action to meet its commitments on global warming. The Council of State said that while France has committed itself to reducing its emissions by 40% by 2030 compared to 1990 levels, it has, in recent years, regularly exceeded the carbon budgets it had set itself. It also noted that President Emmanuel Macron's government had, at the height of the first wave of COVID-19 infections, deferred much of the reduction effort beyond 2020. The French Minister of Health, Olivier Véran, has spoken of the psychological impact of the COVID-19 pandemic during a press conference on Thursday. Véran said that during the first confinement, one in three young people had been affected by some form of psychological distress, and that the mental health of people had deteriorated significantly between the end of September and the beginning of November. The minister issued a reminder that a helpline exists by calling 0800 130 000. The helpline is currently receiving almost 20,000 calls per day and had received 2 million calls since April. He said that the virus has circulated less quickly since curfew and confinement measures were introduced in France. The health burden in hospitals has started to gradually reduce. He added that we must not relax our efforts. The Minister of Health, Jerome Solomon, was also present at the press conference and said that the incidence rate of the virus over 7 days has been falling but remains well above the target which has been set by the President Emmanuel Macron. The R rate of the virus has been below one for several days and has been between 0.65 and 0.89, meaning the circulation of the virus has been slowing. He added that one person is entering intensive care with COVID-19 in France every 4 minutes. Meanwhile, in the region, 26 patients and staff have tested positive for COVID-19 in an area of the Antibes Hospital. Entries to the area have since been frozen and a crisis unit has been set up. Almost 1.5 million euros has been now been collected to help the victims of Storm Alex. That's according to Outmaritime MP Eric Ciotti. Donations can still be made via the department's website, which is www.department06.fr. Finally, a virtual conference on artificial intelligence is taking place this week on the Riviera. The event brings together the world's leading specialists in AI for 3 days. Normally, the event is held at venues in Sofia and Tripolis, but this third edition is being held online due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Tennis, Rafael Nadal is through to the last four of the ATP finals in London. The 34-year-old Spaniard beat Stefanos Tsitsipas 6-4, 4-6, 6-2. It's an empty O2 arena and will now play Daniel Medvedev in the semi-finals tomorrow. Novak Djokovic and Alexander Zverev will fight it out for the remaining semi-final place this afternoon, with the winner to play Dominic Thiem. Rugby Union, one of the highlights of the Awesome Nations Cup, is coming up tomorrow with England against Ireland in Group A. The match kicks off at 4 p.m. French time, with Wales hosting Georgia at 6:15. On Sunday, Scotland play rapidly improving France in Group B. There are two games in the Gallagher Premiership in England tonight. Harlequins play Exeter and Sale play Northampton. Football, the English Premier League is back in action this weekend after the international break. We'll take a check on the fixtures after the latest from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Manager Pep Guardiola has signed a new 2-year contract extension to keep him at Manchester City until the summer of 2023. His current deal was set to expire at the end of the season. Guardiola is the winner of 6 major trophies since joining the club 4 years ago, including 2 Premier League titles. The Spanish football journalist Guillaume Balague says City remains an attractive club for Guardiola.
The man is happy. He's enjoying himself. He's surrounded by friends. At Barcelona, there was so much tension that the last year was very, very difficult for him. At Bayern Munich, at the end of every game, he had to explain to his bosses why the team won or why the team lost. It was a synergy, really, that made him enjoy himself. And that became clear in the last 6-7 months of his contract that he was not going to renew. But here, he doesn't have to do any of that. And quite clearly, he's incentivated by the fact that there's going to have to be changes in the squad, and that he's got the backing of the club to do those.
After the international break, the Premier League returns on Saturday with Chelsea facing Newcastle United in the early kickoff. Chelsea then travel to France for a Champions League game on Tuesday. Boss Frank Lampard says fixture congestion needs to be addressed to give the players more time to recover.
Throughout the season, there will be these really busy patches. And if we want to handle them as best we can, if we want to look after the players and get the product as well as we can, change the time of 12:30. The amount of things we changed due to COVID and Project Restart, and now in this season that we had to change because these are incredible times, then we have to continue looking for the best way to change it. So the answer is stop talking and act upon it.
And for more football news on the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Fighting talk from Super Frank there. So in the Premier League this weekend, tomorrow, as we've just heard, Newcastle play Chelsea.
Yes, going head to head.
Chelsea will go top, or they win?
Well, they're going to win, aren't they, I think.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
Frank was saying that Newcastle was a difficult place to go, but yeah, they're in a pretty good run of form. I don't know, you know, you have this international break and things can change, but I'll go along with that. Yeah, Chelsea. Aston Villa against Brighton, who knows? I mean, who knows, honestly?
Well, I'll go for Aston Villa, I think.
You think they should also beat Arsenal last time. Spurs against Manchester City, now that could be interesting.
I think that's going to be a draw.
I'll go for Spurs there. Manchester United against West Brom.
Man United.
That's be United, really. On Sunday, Fulham against Everton.
Oof, draw.
Really?
Yes.
That's quite bold.
Yes.
Everton for me. Sheffield United against West Ham.
Sheffield United. Sorry, Scott.
West Ham for me. You can thank me later, Scott. Leeds against Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Yeah, Leeds have kind of fallen away a bit, haven't they? I'll stick my neck out and say a draw there. And Liverpool against Leicester. Ooh.
It's not going to be easy, that.
It's not, because they're top of the league.
I'll go for a draw, because we haven't got Salah, have we?
You've got a few injury problems, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a few.
Van Dijk's out, isn't he? So, yeah. Not Dick Van Dijk.
Not Dick Van Dijk.
sorry, I'm going to have to say
Burnley. I'm
going to have to say Leicester win there for me.
Oh, are you now? Yeah. All right, yeah, no, just slide you're on.
Just because of your injury concerns,
that's
the problem.
Yeah, I can tell you're very concerned.
On Monday, Burnley play Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace.
Draw. And Wolves against Southampton.
I'm going to go for Wolves.
Yeah, Southampton aren't playing too badly at the moment. Southampton. Finally, golf Tiger Woods is to team up with his 11-year-old son at next month's PNC Championship in Orlando. The event, which was formerly known as the Father and Son Challenge, sees PGA and LPGA major winners joined by family members to compete as a team. And Charlie Woods won back-to-back Florida Golf Junior Championships last summer, and Tiger says he's starting to get into it. The 15-time major winner has been spotted caddying for Charlie at various junior tournaments. Could probably beat us, should think, already. Here's the marine weather forecast. For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaracy in the Var, the general situation, an anti-cyclone 1,037 millibars over France. Winds are variable, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,020 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are northeasterly, force 5 to 7. The sea is moderate to rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,019 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 2 to 4 variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Well, nice blue skies again. Temperatures are starting to fall a bit, as well they should towards the end of November. Clear skies, light variable winds, temperatures 17 or 18 degrees today. Overnight lows 10 degrees on the coast, 3 degrees inland with clear skies. The weekend, clear skies, highs of 13 to 15 degrees, finally.
The world's first complete T-Rex skeleton, found after it fell to its death fighting a triceratops, is to go on a show for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not seen the pictures?
No.
No? No?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently the body outlines the skin impressions and injuries, including Tyrannosaurus teeth, which were stuck in the Triceratops body, and it can still be seen. They were unearthed in 2006, but few have seen them since, and they're now to go on show.
Was it a T-Rex or a Tyrannosaurus? T-Rex or a Triceratops?
It's the T-Rex that was having, it's a complete skeleton of the T-Rex, but it was after it had had a fight with a Triceratops.
Oh, nice. Mm. Can't be that one in the Natural History Museum, though, with the red glowing eyes.